Well, good morning. Welcome to Back to the Book broadcast. We appreciate each one of you tuning in this morning. I want to invite you to church today to be in the house of God with us. You're at Mountain View Baptist Church, where we're members at. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor. And we invite you to come today to Sunday school at 10 o'clock. We'd love to have you be there. And in the Sunday school hour, preaching begins at 10:45, a worship service, and then back tonight at 5 o'clock for the evening service. And then, of course, on Wednesday, prayer meeting time at 7 o'clock. And so we invite you to come to be with us today. Good to be here. Good to be saved this morning and alive and well, serving the Lord on these last days. And we thank God for you. Trust you. Get up and get ready now. And be in the house of God. Get to Sunday school. Be good for you. Listen to the teaching of the Word of God. Prepare your hearts for the message. Refresh yourself with the singing. And then for the message from the Word of God. I want to invite you especially to come today. And want to send it out to the shut-ins, those that's not able to get out, to be in the house of God. Hope it'll be a blessing and a help to your heart today. Been uplift to you and encourage your heart this morning. The Lord is with us. He said, I'll go with you all the way, even unto the end of the world. You that are facing problems and cares of life and surgeries and testings and all of these things, God's always there with his children. He's there encouraging and giving strength and grace to everyone that belongs to him. And I thank God for that this morning. Thank God for the Lord Jesus today. Now, we're going to have a special treat for you this morning. Before that we get into that, we want to go to the Lord in prayer for just a moment and pray for your needs today. Father, as we bow in your presence, thank you, Lord, for grace, for strength, for health, Lord, for able to be in the house of God today. Pray you bless every request for prayer, those that are needy in the broadcast this morning in Radio Land. Pray, God, that you'd supply every need according to your perfect will. Our Father, bless your men as they stand before the microphone and for the pulpit today. God bless them. Use them for the glory of God. Have your will, have your way. And everything that's done, we'll praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have a treat for you this morning. Our pastor, of course, he's in heaven this morning. We'll have a special treat for you. Brother Milford Biddle will be preaching for us this morning. And he's in heaven, but I tell you, we can listen to some things he had to say down here. And he's going to be preaching about truth. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing to have truth. Amen. Truth about things. And he'll be preaching to you about those things today. May God bless you. You listen now as he preaches this morning. Amen.
I want to talk to you about the truth tonight, knowing the truth. The Bible said in John chapter 8 and verse 32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I want to talk about knowing the truth about salvation. I think that's the great need of our day to day. There's more ways of, or so-called ways of going to heaven than there is for a country man to go to town in our day to day. The Bible said in Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And there are some think that it's through water baptism that we go to heaven. Others, they think it's by keeping the Sabbath. And others think it's by their good works. But the Bible said in Titus chapter 3 and verse 5, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. John 14 and 5, Thomas said unto the Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said, unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. When I begin to think about the way of salvation, the truth about salvation, I think about the person of our salvation. John chapter 10 and verse 9 said, I am the door. By me, if any man shall enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pastures. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. The Bible said in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, "And neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby that we must be saved." I thank God tonight for Jesus. Isn't it wonderful today how the Bible said that He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. I'm glad tonight that Jesus, amen, came to save the world. And our hope tonight of salvation is only in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. When I think about the person of our salvation, I think of His pre-existence. He lived before He was born. He wasn't born to live. He was born that He could die. Amen. I praise God that He lived before He was born. In verse 56 and verse down to verse 58 of John chapter 8, the Bible said, Jesus said, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it, was glad. They said, how can you say that he saw your day, and you're not yet 50 years old? He said, before Abraham was, he said, I am. Amen. I'm glad, thank God today that he lived before he was born. The Bible said in John chapter 1 and verse 1, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. And the same came for a witness to bear witness of that light, which was the true light that lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, unto them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon his name, which was born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, but took upon him the form of the servant, having made the likeness of men, and being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He said, wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and hath given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and the things in heaven and things in earth and things on the earth, that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Thank God for his preexistence. Thank God there's never been a time when Jesus was not. Amen. Thank God for it. When I think about him being the Savior, thank God, I think about his person. Amen. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 9. I said, for in him I dwell up all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and we're complete in him, who is the head of all principality and powers. Amen. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 1, a God who at sundry times had diverse matters has spoken times past of the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, and the expressiveness of his person, upholding all things by the word of his power, that he had by himself purged our sin, hath sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, hath been made so much better than the angel, as he hath by inheritance obtained the more excellent name than they. For unto which the angel said, he at any time, that my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, behold, I am the children that God has given me. I want to say prayer today. Thank God today. I praise God for his person. Hallelujah to God. There's none like him. Amen. Thank God for it today. Not only did I think of his person, but I think of his preeminence. Hallelujah to God. Amen. Colossians 1:13 said, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us to the kingdom of his dear Son, and whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Redeemed is the invisible things, and by him all things consist. He is the head of the body of the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, and in all things he might have the preeminence. Quite pleased the Father in him should all fullness dwell, having made peace through the blood of his cross. By him how to reconcile all things unto himself. By him, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, ye that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind, by wicked work, yet now have they reconciled the body of his flesh through death, how to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Hallelujah to God. Thank God for Jesus. I'm talking about the truth of salvation. Amen. Thank God. He wasn't born to live. He is life. Hallelujah to God. He is born where he could die. Hallelujah to God. God couldn't have no problem of living. Thank God. His problem was dying. Amen. Thank God he couldn't die without a body. He is born to live. He is born to die. Amen. He is born to be a Savior. Amen. The Bible said in Luke chapter 2 and verse 1, came to pass in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made from Cyrenius. I was governor of Syria. All went to be taxed, never one into his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because it was a house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished to be delivered. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and lay him in a manger. Why? Because there was no room for them in the inn. There was in the same country a shepherd watching over the front of the night. Hello, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. Angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For he is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Wow! Hallelujah to God! Thank God! Praise his wonderful name! Hallelujah. Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praise, and God said, glory to God in the highest. On earth, peace, goodwill towards men. Amen. Came to pass, the angels going away from them to heaven. The shepherd said one to another, let us now go even into Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. Amen. Thank God. They came in haste. Carried Mount Mary and Joseph, the babe lying in the manger. When they had seen, they had known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. All that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things in her heart and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned and glorified and praised God all the things which had seen and heard that was told them. Thank God. I'm talking about the person. Amen. Of our salvation. Amen to thee. There is no other person. Hallelujah. Thank God. Send him. Thank God for it today. Not only see the person. I'm talking about the truth of salvation. Amen. The person of our salvation. Then I want you to notice the power of our salvation. Amen. Thank God. The Bible said in Romans chapter 1 and verse 14, Paul said, I'm better both to the Greek and the barbarian, both to the wise and the unwise. So it mentioned in the ears, I'm ready to preach the gospel to you, Rome also. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Hallelujah. Amen. There's the power of preaching. Amen. No salvation apart from the power of preaching. Amen. That's right. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 18, Paul said, how for the preaching of the cross, it's to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it's the power of God. That's written, how to show the wisdom wise and bring to let me understand the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? After that, the wisdom of God, the world of wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them to believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified. Unto the Jews a stumbling block. Unto the Greek foolishness. But anyway, we call both Jew and Greek. Trust the power of God and the wisdom of God. Thank God for the power of preaching. Amen. And there's the power of personal witnessing. Thank God. Thank God for good personal witnesses. Amen. Personal soul winners. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. The Bible said, they that win a soul's is wise. Amen. They that turn many to righteousness shine as the brightness of the fairness forever and forever. Hallelujah to God. The Bible said in Psalms 126 and verse 5, that they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. They that go forth and weep, very precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Want to be happy? Be a soul winner. Amen. That's right. Thank God for it. Paul said in Acts chapter 26 and verse 22, having therefore obtained help of God, I continue unto this day, witness both small and great, saying not other things than those which the prophets of Moses did say should come, that Christ should suffer, and should be the first to rise from the dead, and should shew light unto the people and to the Gentiles. Amen. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 14, but continue thou in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise unto salvation. Thank God there's a power of the pretty page. Hallelujah. Thank God for the church here, ascended tracks, all of those nations. Brother Watts is sitting over there. Those two big printing presses are running now. Want another better one. Hallelujah, God. Sending millions and millions. Thank God. Amen. The devil knows the value of the printed page. Amen. He learned that from the Bible. Amen. He's been trying to get somebody to write him a Bible to counteract our Bible. He got some theologian, so-called, to help him out some. Hallelujah to God. Thanks God, I'm glad I got a Bible. I'm glad I got the Word of God. Hallelujah to God. How do I have no doubt about my Bible? Boy, I feel like doing about 3 laps around this place. Hit me. Thank God. I may have to have some help to get out of bed in the morning, but I'm feeling pretty good now, though. Glory to God. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the Word of God. James chapter 1 and verse 21 said, wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. Amen. Thank God the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not a corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Amen. Thank God we got the power of preaching. Thank God we got the power of personal witness. We got the power of the printed page. Now let me hasten to say, last of all, hallelujah to God, there's the promise of salvation. I'm talking about the truth about salvation. The person of the salvation. The power for our salvation. Hallelujah to God. And then the promise of salvation. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4 said, whereby are given unto us exceeding, amen, great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption of this world through us. Hallelujah. Do you realize today the only way you can deal with God is deal with him through his promise? God chose to deal with mankind through promise. Had it not been by promise, it could have not have been by faith. Had it not been by faith, it could not have been by grace. But God gave us a promise. Amen. And the only way we'll ever be partakers of the divine nature of God is to believe the promise of the Word of God. Amen. So it's not wallowing in the altar. That's all right if you have to do that. Amen. It's worth it. Amen. Stay out of hell. But I want to tell you something. That's not how you get in. You get in by believing His promise. Confessing your sin. Hallelujah to God. And believing His promise. Amen. Sorry for your sins. Hallelujah. Receive Jesus Christ your Savior by faith. Hallelujah to God for it today. I praise God for the promise of God. Amen. I praise God for the fact we have His promise. Amen. What are His promises? After the saved, I'll tell you, it's justification. Amen. Thank God for it. Romans chapter 3 and verse 24 tells us we're justified freely by His grace. He is justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood, and to have His righteousness for the remission of sin that are passed through the forbearance of God. That I say, this time, His righteousness, that it might be just and the justifier of him that believeth in Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible said in Romans chapter 4 and verse 1, what shall we say then, that Abraham our father has pertained to the flesh is found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he had brought to glory, but not before God. For what said the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. Not to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David described the blessedness of a man to whom God imputeth righteousness without work, said, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed are they to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Hallelujah to God. Now the promise of justification. We have the promise of sanctification. Amen. Hallelujah. These are things that accompany salvation. Hebrews 6 tells us about. Amen. Thank God. That's the promise we have in our salvation. We are positionally sanctified by His blood. Hebrews 13 and 10 said, we have an altar. Whereof they have no right to eat, but serve the tabernacle. by the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest, are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore to him without the camp, bearing his reproof. We are sanctified progressively by his book. Hallelujah to God. John chapter 17 and verse 17 said, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. I'm talking about the truth of salvation. Amen. The Bible said in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babbling, for they will increase the more ungodliness. Their words will eateth not a thinker. Apollos, Hymenaeus, and Philetus, who concerning the truth of Aaron, saying the resurrection is past already, and overthrown the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But in a great house, there's not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and earth. Some to honor, and some to dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from thee, he shall be a vessel unto honor, and sanctified, and meet for the vessel. Sanctified at the blessed hope. Philippians 3 and 20 said, for our conversation is in heaven. I didn't get saved, get sanctified. Amen. One of these days, and they're going to be glorified. Hallelujah. God has preordained that everybody that gets saved and gets justified will get glorified. Amen. Romans 8:28 said, all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, for whom he did foreknow, and he also did predestinate to be conformed unto the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. That's the only thing God ever predestined. Hallelujah to God. You don't have to be afraid of that word predestination. If you put it as you rightly divided, hallelujah to God. The only time he has anything to say about it is when he's talking about making us into the likeness of his Son. And our adoption, the full benefits of our adoption. We get the spirit of our adoption whenever we get saved. Amen. But we don't get the full benefits of the adoption, hallelujah, till we get our glorified body. Amen. Thank God. We're going to be glorified. We that are saved and sanctified and, hallelujah, justified will be glorified. John said, behold, what manner of love the Father bestowed upon us. We should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. We know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Every man that hath this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Colossians 3 and 1 said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, and not on things of this earth. For ye dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with him in glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.